You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
There's greatness in all of us, and Kimberly Renee is a firm believer that everyone should live in their own truth. As a certified motivational coach and speaker, she uses her platform to propel others towards wholeness, great relationships, and accomplishing their goals. Join Kimberly Renee for Tips of Life, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Join Life Coach Eric Yarborough for Man Cave Dialogue, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Hola, we have a caller, Steve. Okay. So, caller, state your name and where are you from?
Hi, fellas. This is Tia from Detroit. Hey, what's going on? You know what? I am so glad, Eric, that you sent me this text this morning to listen in on this podcast. It has been very refreshing just to hear men speak about who are their heroes. And I feel like any young man or even another man listening anywhere, wherever they are, would definitely be inspired by this talk today. So I just want to let you guys know you're doing a phenomenal job. Continue to be that great example that you are for your community, for your family and your friends. And I truly appreciate you guys. That's just all I really had to say.
Real conversation about various topics from a male perspective. It's Man Cave Dialogue with Life Coach Eric Yarborough, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's the B.O.B. Bounce. And it's about to get real. Let's go. It's about to get real.
B.O.B. Bounce by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what we're about to do. You know what time it is, okay? This is your girl, Lady Q, and you are listening to Sunday Fire on the World's Best Network, Love Radio Network. That is L-U-V, Sugar. Yes, and you are in the place, okay? We got an awesome lineup for you today, okay? So first things first, we want you to download that Love Radio app by texting the words Love Radio, that's L-U-V, and the word radio to the number 27126, okay? For your love on the go. All right, we have some celebration of melanated people segment today. We got some Bible trivia answers from last week. So we don't want y'all to go nowhere. We want y'all to get y'all foot out the bed, get ready, because this show is going to be like that, okay? All right, and we got some more information for you. We got an interview next week, so we're going to have the information for you. And we have, like I said, we got an awesome show. So just don't go nowhere. Enjoy yourselves. Be right back. All right. Now we are back. Thank y'all for staying tuned. It is time for our Bible trivia answer from last week. Okay, last week's question, those of you that's been on our awesome, beautiful, updated webpage and website, the question was, how many books are in the Bible? And we want to, I want to thank the two young ladies that sent in their answers. One was correct, Ms. Kaya Ellis. She said 66 books of the Bible, and she was correct. The other young lady, Miss Ivester, we didn't want to put out there, but she's my biggest cheerleader, and we all know that things happen as you get older. She said 67. That is just wrong on so many different levels. It's wrong. There's two left shoes walking backwards. Okay, so we just want to thank both of them. I was added extra book. It's okay because she got caught up. I don't know which book she was reading. And maybe that had 67 chapters or 67 books in it or volumes or novels or whatever. But maybe she read 67 books in her lifetime. I don't know. But whatever it is, the answer was wrong. But we love her for trying. And then she tried to come back and fix it. And those answers were wrong too. But I love her. Sugar, I love my sister, my older sister. I love her to pieces, to life, and all those good things. So, We have another question that we're going to be posting on the page, so make sure y'all look out, sugar. Stop by the page, loveradionetwork.com, and check out the new question for this incoming week, all right? We will be right back with more music. We have music by Miss Lisa, L-Y-F-A, and Alicia Keys, and then we'll go into some other stuff. So stay right there. Love y'all. Be right back.
You know, life will sure take you through ups and downs, but you have to take the bitter with the sweet. You see, I've had my share of heartaches and pain, but I'm blessed to say that I'm still standing here strong. I've learned to find a lesson and happiness in every situation. My mama always told me, everything that looks good to you is not always good for you. Now one more thing, before you try to love someone, make sure you love yourself. I sure love me some me. And I'm loving life.
Now I'm loving life. And I'm feeling good about myself. In control of my whole world. And I learned just how to love myself. Now I'm loving life. And I feel so good about myself. All my tears have turned to joy. I've learned how to protect my heart. I'm so happy. Now I'm living my life. Look at me now. I made it through my ups and downs. Turned all my problems into a smile, yeah. No more rain.
Oh yeah, loving life, yeah.
against every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our
Alicia Keys, lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Pin out my town till it's reborn. Okay, all right. And then before that, you heard Loving Life. It was a new joint that I heard a young lady enjoying on her grandma's TikTok or Facebook page or whatever it was. It was cute. She was dancing and she was just enjoying herself. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have to borrow that. So I went and found a song and I put it in there for y'all to listen to and enjoy. Listen to the words. Amen. So we're gonna keep it moving and have our moment of silence for those that we have lost. We've had a couple of deaths recently, one this week, one last week, one before, you know, it's people that I'm connected to, and then there are celebrities that are passing, there are other people that are passing, for whatever the reason they have passed, they have, their time has expired, and they have hopefully joined the Heavenly Skies Forever Retirement Community, where they are living better than we are. Hey, that's just what it is, sugar. They don't have no bills, no worry, no pain. Yeah, nothing like that, and God is in control of all of those things, okay? So we are going to have a moment of silence. All right, we are back. Thank you all so much for reverencing the moment of silence, whether you're praying, meditating, because as the word says, prayer and supplication. Yes, prayer and, that means they go together, okay? And now we have some more music coming up, and then I will be back with our person that we are celebrating this week for the celebration of Melanated People Month, all right? All right, be right back.
Royal kingdom, whose name the history books pass by. Glory to
are back with our celebration of melanated people. Thank y'all for staying tuned. Okay, so last week I asked a question. I said, because I read about Granville T. Woods, okay, and I asked the question, what company did Granville T. Woods develop because of his success? And one young lady answered the question correctly. I kind of helped out, but, you know, it's the point. It's all in fun. It's all in educational fun. Okay. And the answer is Mr. Granville T. Woods formed his own company called the Woods Electric Company. And that was last week's answer. So this week we are honoring Mr. Garrett Morgan, and I'm going to get right down to it. It will include the question for this week for the Did You Know section on the webpage, okay? Garrett Morgan, he was born 1877 and died in 1963. Morgan saved lives by inventing an early version of the gas mask and a new form of traffic signal. Okay, Morgan was born in Paris, Kentucky. As a teen, he moved to Ohio to find work. Several jobs at textile factories inspired his interest in machines and how they work. Morgan also opened a repair business. Okay, his invention. In 1914, Morgan invented a safety hood. It made polluted air more breathable. The invention was an early version of the gas mask later used in World War I to protect soldiers from poisonous gas. Okay. Did you know Morgan is also known for patenting something in 1923, okay? He patented something in 1923, and I would like for you to tell me what did Mr. Garrett Morgan patent in 1923, and when was it featured? When was it featured with, I can't give you the extra information. When was it featured, or how was it featured, and what was it for? Okay? He said he sold his patent rights to General Electric for $40,000, a huge sum at that time. So, what was it that he patented in 1923? How was it featured, or when was it featured, or what was featured? Yeah, what was featured about his invention from 1923, okay? And he later sold that patent right to General Electric for $40,000, which was a huge sum at that time, all right? So that is our celebration of melanated people for now. We have more music coming up, and we would like for you to stay tuned, okay? Because we got some more stuff, all right? God bless. Be right back.
Turn around, look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, God don't need no matches. He's fire. He's fire. All by himself. See, some of y'all say y'all can't dance until you feel something. But somebody said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, he done for me, my soul. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
We'll be right back. I have more to do, and he has more assignments for me to complete. I still can't believe that you want to use me, 'cause I often fall down, and I'm so imperfect, but you still love me when I feel I'm not worthy.
Y'all so much for staying tuned. This is your lady girl. Y'all know what time it is. It's about for me to be out. Bounce. But before I go, I would like to let you know, next week is the 28th. I will be having a live interview with Mr. Mario Steele. He is the creator of the Bible trivia game show entitled Bible or Babble. And if you follow him on Roku and some other places, or even on Facebook. You have seen him. You have watched the videos on YouTube, how the game show is played. I myself was even a contestant and lost very well on that show. I was really blessed. So we will have him here with us on next week. So make sure you stay tuned and make sure that you, you know, continue to support these types of programming and even Mr. Mario's ministry. He is being a blessing to us as individuals who participate, as well as ministries that are, you know, are able to receive a blessing after the end, at the end of each season. So definitely, and we will be back next week, God's will. Y'all stay safe. Love y'all. Enjoy the rest of the show. Peace. I'm out.
How many think God for the blood of Jesus? Look at somebody, think God for the blood. Tell somebody else, think God for the blood. Oh yes, oh yeah. It was the blood.
never known you to fail. Oh, what manner of man is this that the winds and seas obey?
Thank you. You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hit. With award-winning talk show hosts and personalities. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.